Jeff Blankman joined here today by Sean Burks, of course, the head coach for the Audubon Wheelers. Coach, good to catch up with you again.
Yeah, appreciate it. Looking forward to getting the season kicked off here soon.
Coach, you guys do get it kicked off Friday night. You get to host your in-county rival in Exira, Elkhorn-Kimbleton. Always a fun matchup. I guess, what's this week been like for you guys? Coming off that second-place finish in eight-man last year, had to be a lot of excitement, but then you had all the stuff happen this summer. My guess is the guys pretty focused and pretty excited to get to a game again.
Yeah, I think more than anything, this time of year you kind of always get to that point where your kids are just kind of getting anxious to hit somebody else, see somebody else. You know, practice gets a little monotonous when you're, you know, especially with us, you know, with some of our varsity guys being, you know, 230 pounds and some of our freshmen up against them being about half of that, it seems like. Just, you know, our older guys are chomping at the bit to get to hit somebody else and play somebody else. I'm sure the younger guys are tired of getting hit as well a little bit, so. It always gets to that point this time of year. But, yeah, with Exira HK on the schedule, you know, our communities know each other. Our kids know their kids. It's not any bad blood or anything like that, but mutual respect for sure. And we just kind of know more of their players and personnel just because they're 10 miles down the road. So, you know, a lot of respect for Coach Peterson. I know they'll have a lot of stuff, you know, new stuff cooked up over the summer. So with no film, it's a real tough challenge week one to open up with a team with that kind of coaching pedigree and that, you know, returning quarterback and things like that. So we'll have our hands full.
Sean, I know you told me during the preseason interview that, you know, last year was last year and this year is just this year. But did you feel like the guys are having to deal with any expectations coming into this year? Or do you guys take that on your shoulders and say, bring those expectations?
Yeah, we talk about it every year about, you know, we're going to be pegged, you know, at the top of the district or in that range, and we're going to be pegged as a top 10 team preseason most years. You know, we have that conversation, and you know, a lot of the people that rank us across the state don't even know who our players are, and that's a great testament to our program and the players that have come before them and, you know, where they've left the program, so to speak. So, you know, our kids have expectations, and we talk about that. You know, a couple of years ago we kept saying, you know, embrace the target, you know, and now at this point it's kind of just, you know, raise the bar a little bit. You know, we, you know, a couple, you know, different language here and there, but for the most part, the kids understand, you know, that when they wrote down their goals, you know, nearly every kid wrote, you know, district championship was one of their first goals. So, you know, most years that means a home playoff game. You know, this year it means everybody makes the playoffs, but, you know, a district championship, home playoff game, a high seed, you know, a chance to make a deep run in the playoffs. And with this year, district football is kicking it off week one. You know, there's meaningful games right out of the chute. You know, every year there's meaningful games out of the chute recently with the RPI. But, you know, that district seeding and district title, you know, having a district game out of the chute makes it even more critical.
You mentioned a lot of new guys this year, a little bit of an inexperienced group, especially up front. What did you try to fine-tune this week to get ready to go?
Just tighten up our rotation and tighten the playbook a little bit, you know, take some of the different exotic looks out, get back to basics a little bit to make sure we really understand kind of the basic terminology, basic plays, and then we can go back off of that. But really just kind of shrinking that down to what we really are comfortable with and making sure we're good with, you know, kind of touching each formation, each motion, each concept a little bit and, you know, just, you know, fine-tuning it a little bit.
Exira Elkhorn-Kimbleton could look a little different this year. Creighton Nelson is graduated and gone, but they got the two Peterson boys. And I think you're expecting them to throw maybe a little bit more this year than they have the last couple?
Yeah, anytime you've got a senior quarterback and the kind of skill guys they do, you know they're going to be pretty dynamic. And I expect them to try to protect Tyler, to let him throw the ball because he throws a nice ball. So, though, and the thing with that is I think they can use their screen game with that a little bit too. You get teams, you know, dropping back in pass coverage, you get D-line rushing the passer, and all of a sudden you hit a screen in eight-man. If you get two or three D-linemen upfield and get linemen out front, man, you've got a real advantage. So, you know, then they've typically had nice screen packages. So I think it's going to be one of those where they're still look to run the ball, don't get me wrong, but I don't think they're going to be scared to chuck it 30, 40 times a game at times.
That should fit into what your guys' strength is, though. I mean, you're not going to maybe have the same pass rush, or maybe you will eventually, but a linebacker secondary should be a strength.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, that's where the majority of our experience comes back with the Cluckies and Gavin Smith being our three returning defensive starters, and they're lining up at linebacker, corner, and safety. But at the same time, you know, defending the eight-man game is tough. You know, there's holes in everybody's zones. You go man-to-man, there's rarely safety help. So whatever you're in, man or zone, it's advantage offense typically. So our defensive pass rush has to be there if they're going to throw the ball. We can't give the kid 4 or 5 seconds or we're going to be in trouble. I don't care who's covering them. It's just really, really tough to do that.
Peterson Tyler averaged only about 2 yards per carry just under that last season. If he starts to scramble, what kind of a runner is he?
He's all right as a runner. I think a lot of those yards came, you know, think about jumping on bad snaps. He was also their punter, you know, so anytime there could have been a bad snap on special teams, you know, you could be losing 10 or 12 yards at a time. So, you know, he's definitely not run first. He's definitely more pass first, but he's capable as a runner. They'll run him in option. They'll run some read game. They'll do some different things there. But, you know, he's definitely, you know, when he's sitting at 6'4", 6'5", whatever he's at, you know, he can see the defense well. Throws a really nice ball. You know, he was our number one pitcher this summer. You know, just that tall, lanky, you know, pitcher quarterback type kid. And he's you know, he's grown up in the Peterson household, so you know he knows sports, and he's going to understand their playbook really, really well. So I'm sure they've got a whole arsenal of plays that he's comfortable with, both running and throwing.
Lost a lot of your guys up front replacing that whole offensive line. How comfortable are you with it right now? Not with the talent that you have, but with how they understand what you guys are looking to do.
You know, they're doing okay. They're doing the best they can. We got some really smart kids there. It's just a matter of getting the reps. So they're working hard. They're communicating. They're getting better every day, and that's all we can expect. You know, with the limited summer workouts, we knew we were going to be behind the eight ball and we're replacing that many guys. But, you know, we've got a really smart bunch. We got a really hard-working bunch, and they keep improving.
Gavin Smith last year kind of shared that quarterback role with Skylar Schultes. Even Caden Smith took some snaps at quarterback. Now, after throwing 100 passes last year, he becomes kind of the guy this season. What have you seen from him in preseason camp, and where is he sitting right now?
Gavin looks really good. You know, it's finally his team. He doesn't have to worry about splitting snaps or splitting time. You know, he knows he's our go-to guy, and I think that helps with confidence. Just getting in a rhythm, think some of those things. So, yeah, he's a great leader. You know, he's a kid that does a good job of, you know, working hard and setting the bar there. That, you know, he doesn't miss weight rooms. He doesn't mess around. He's a, you know, four sport athlete. You know, high GPA kid, high IQ kid, easy kid for others to like and follow. So he's done a great job of that. You know, it's sometimes tough as a first year starter, but you know, he's really split time the last 2 years. So he's not in the same situation a lot of kids would be being that green. You know, he's a junior. He's got some experience under his belt. Doesn't really feel like a first-year starter, you know, with his experience and the fact that he's just been around our program a long time with older siblings and being a water boy and, you know, just such a high football IQ that we've got a ton of confidence in Gavin.
What do you want to see from your club tonight beyond probably execution and coming out of here with a win? What are the key things you want to look for when you're watching film over the weekend?
You know, the big thing on film, we're going to be looking at, you know, are we doing our job every play? You know, it's you know, the execution piece is huge, but part of it is that mental preparation. Do I know how to align? Do I know where to go in my coverage? Do I know who to block out of this scheme? Because no matter what we draw up going in, we know they're going to give us different looks. So our kids have to adjust on the fly and know based on our principles what they need to get done. So, you know, just with this many guys and this much inexperience, it's really going to be, are we lining up right? Are we getting into the right play? Are we getting into the right formation? Are we going to the right spot? And just learn from it, because we know we're not going to do it right every time, but as good as we can be. And then I expect a lot of growth from us between weeks one and two, just with this many young guys, you know, with missing as much time over the summer. There's going to be some rough patches for everybody week one, and we understand that. So try to minimize as much as we can, but also be ready to grow from it.
Head coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers joining us here as we preview their home game against Exira Elkhorn Kimmeldon here in week one. Coach, appreciate you joining us. Looking forward to having the guys catch up with you on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the ball game. We'll see you here in a few weeks as well, but we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage every week, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers.